This prayer experience is based on dependence on God. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. I encourage you to have your Bible ready and to have your journal at hand as well. Today we'll be using the exercise of Lectio Divina. Remember, the four steps are Lectio, which means read, Meditatio, which means meditate, Oratio, which means pray, and Contemplatio, which means contemplate. So we'll be going through each of these four steps. We'll begin by reading the passage, and as we do, what I'd like you to do is try to focus on one word or phrase. As we read through it together, what's one word or phrase you feel God speaking to you? He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry any more. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given to you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." What was your word or phrase? Mine was, "If even the small things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest?" We'll read it one more time and try to pick out another word or phrase. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you are to eat, or about your body and what you will wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown out into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry any more. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." Did you have another word or phrase that struck you? God's word is alive, and so he speaks to us every time that we read it. Mine was, "Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan?" We'll read it a third time slower, and once more try to hold on to a word or a phrase. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear, for life is more than food and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. What was your word or phrase this time? Mine was, do not worry anymore. If it's fitting for you, you can do this a fourth time and go even slower until you have a word or a phrase. We'll move on to the next step, which is meditatio, or meditation. I'll lead you through this meditation, but at some point, hopefully as you read through Scripture, you can use your own thoughts, feelings, and emotions to try to meditate on the passage. So this will be just an example. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you are to eat, or your body and what you are to wear." Think about that. For me, it's pretty easy as a priest to not worry about what I'm going to wear. It's pretty much black every day. But for you, do you worry about it? Do you worry about what you're going to wear the next day? Or maybe you do worry about what you're going to eat. But Jesus says, for life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Then he goes on to say, notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? You know, he's trying to show us how absurd it is to think that God's not going to take care of us. And he's telling us that these ravens, they don't sow or reap. They don't have storehouses or barns. You know, when you think about the storage that we have, and we try to acquire protection. But what he's saying to us is, you're even more important than the birds. And if they don't bother storing for themselves, you don't need to. I'm going to take care of you. But we worry. We worry that we have to provide for ourselves or for our family. And so God says, can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? Worrying doesn't do anything for us. It doesn't add to our lifespan. It doesn't help us in any way. If anything, it takes away from our lifespan. If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? So here we realize that even the small things in life, we really don't control. And if we can't control the small things, how can we control the big things? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. You know, so God is saying to us, he takes care of the flowers. He's the one that does the growing. The flowers do no work on their own. He raises them from the earth. And the same is true for us. He will clothe you and dress you and raise you. Let God be your Father. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So Jesus is saying how little our faith is. And if we do worry or we are anxious, Maybe we need to ask him for an increase of faith. As for you, he says, so he's talking to you right now. The word of God is speaking to you. Do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. Do you hear that? That's for you. Do not worry anymore. You don't ever have to worry again. It's not going to help you, and he doesn't want you to. So stop it. Do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. God knows what you need. And everybody seeks all of these things. But if we allow God to provide for us, it takes away the worry and anxiety, and he will provide. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. So he says, if we seek first his kingdom, if we put our hearts and our mind and our soul on being in heaven with him, and that's what the priority is, everything else is going to fall into place. Everything in your life that you need will be given to you. Do not be afraid any longer, little flock. You're his little flock. He cares for you so tenderly. Do not be afraid any longer. He doesn't want you to be afraid. For your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Right now, right at this moment, God is pleased to give you the kingdom. He wants you to have it. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. The money bags that do not wear out is this faith, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach or moth destroy. You know, and that's what happens when we save things and try to hold them. They end up getting destroyed or lost or eaten, and we end up having nothing in the end. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. If our treasure is not here on earth, but in heaven, that's where our heart will be, and we'll get to dwell in heaven with him. The third step is oratio, which is pray. Right now, try to articulate some prayer to God. It could be a prayer of petition. It could be asking him for the things that you need. It could be a prayer of gratitude, thanking him that he provides everything for you. It could be just talking to him, you know, just telling him, wow, this is pretty wonderful that I don't have to worry anymore, that you're going to provide everything for me. I mean, it almost seems like it's too good to be true, God, is it? Go ahead, you can ask him. Spend some time, just talk to him about what you've just experienced. And finally, now, contemplatio. The final stage of Lectio Divina is to just simply contemplate, to be with him. After this whole journey and all this mix of emotions and hearing his word over and over and finally discovering this peace that you don't have to worry anymore. And do not be afraid. Your Father knows that you need them. Right now, just rest in whatever word or phrase or image brings you peace, brings you consolation, brings you hope, brings you faith, brings you love. Spend some time now in silent contemplation and then journal your experience.